Hello everyone and welcome to Flying Solo Podcast. Today we have an amazing team, Raphael Delacroix. They're joining us from Paris and they've been a part of our New York Fashion Week this February. They showcased their collection and today they came to this podcast to share their experience, to share what's next for their brand and everything else in between. Raphael, Kiana, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So my very first question is, how did you start the brand and what inspired you to start the journey of being a fashion brand?
As a kid, I was fascinated by lines, shapes and movement. I actually wanted to start to design cars, but my father also introduced me to old school science fiction movies, and they completely changed the way I saw the world. Later, I studied architecture. I was tailor after that, and I learned structures, logic, and precision. I realized I could merge those worlds into one, and that was the truly begin of the brand. And I am sorry for my English because I am French and no one speaks English in this world, in this country.
No worries. You're obviously sitting in our Paris store, so it's just natural that English won't be your first language, but we understand you perfectly, so please continue.
So originally, Raph has a lot of training as a tailor, and so he really brings those skills of savoir-faire and the knowledge of really making couture clothing. So there's a lot of that in the brand DNA in terms of the quality, the fabrics, and how the house is built.
That is really awesome. So what do you believe sets you apart as a fashion brand in the industry today?
So what sets the brand apart is the craftsmanship, the savoir-faire. It's really a couture brand, and from the ready-to-wear pieces to the haute couture pieces that Raphael has also made in the past. Everything has a lot of intention, and the everything from the materials to the way that the pieces are assembled to the sketching, there's really an old form of haute couture technique that Raphael puts into the brand. And I think that that kind of knowledge and technique is what sets the brand apart.
And if you get to describe designs in three words, what would they be?
Futuristic, sculptural, feminine, and also cinematic. Because every garment I create feels like a character stepping into a scene.
I do remember that conversation with you that we had prior to New York Fashion Week show, and you did describe your brand as very cinematic, which I believe that is a very unique point of view. And going back to the show, what was it like for you as a brand to prepare for New York Fashion Week?
Intense, but in a good way. You're juggling deadlines, fittings, production, logistics, all while staying true to your vision. We brought our Paris studio rhythm into New York's fast-paced energy. Flying Solo gave us the freedom to express our world without any compromise. And it's fantastic.
I think it was a very exciting experience to see the brand on an international stage.
Yes.
And it was definitely very intense, like Raphael said. It's very overwhelming to prepare for a show, let alone one in New York where it's, you know, quite far away as well. So there's a lot of preparation that goes into it, from casting the models to getting all the looks together, the styling, packing everything, the crew. So it was definitely a very intense experience, but I think Raphael would say that it was also very rewarding and super exciting to see the brand at Flying Solo.
I personally remember his collection really vividly from backstage, and I was quite impressed with how it came together and the craftsmanship. So what was it like, that moment when you saw your collection walking down the runway?
When the first model stepped onto the runway, I forgot to breathe. I saw the work, the hours, the hands, the decision take on life. It was surreal, emotional, and very powerful.
It was really, really exciting.
Yes.
I think it was an overwhelming feeling of excitement to see the brand, like I said, for the first time on the international stage in New York.
Another country, another culture, and it was an honor to put our Parisian style into New York. Fantastic feeling.
Well, it was fantastic to bring a truly French brand to New York Fashion Week and showcasing it to New York audience. And everybody was definitely impressed by how different the collection is and the craftsmanship. Rafael, what was it like for you after the show? Did you get interest from the buyers? Did you get press after that? What happens after New York Fashion Week show?
Of course, it was amazing. People told us how much the look stood out. Structure, tension, contrast. Soon after, we started being stocked at Printemps Haussmann in Paris. In the same time, Vogue China and Elle Slovenia feature us, which helped grow our visibility internationally.
Well, of course, one really big store start carrying your collection right after New York Fashion Week, and a bunch of press start contacting you and featuring your brand. That is a big achievement. And Kiana, do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, so for those who are not French, who don't know Printemps, I'll just explain that.
We had one actually just opened in New York, but please explain to whoever is not in New York or not in Paris what that store is.
So I'm originally from LA, so I think the people in LA, they don't know, but Printemps, yeah, it's very exciting. It's a department store that is originally in Paris, and they are, as you mentioned, opening one in New York, so it's very exciting. And one of the most amazing things as a result of the show is I think all the press, like Raphael said, with Elle Slovenia and Vogue China, it was just really amazing to see the brand making those publishing milestones. And
thanks to New York, we have many celebrities who come in our showroom to get a dress by us. And it's thanks to Flying Solo New York.
Obviously, we are so excited when designers after our shows start getting stocky, start getting a lot of press attention, and go into the world with that really big wow. But of course, it's well deserved for you. Your collection was fantastic.
Many celebrities came into our universe, get dressed for Cannes. And it would be impossible without the fashion show.
What surprised you the most about New York Fashion Week show?
There was a community, not competition. Designers were helping each other. That kind of energy stays with you. And in New York, everyone helped each other. For example, if you search a model or if you lose shoes, another designer say, take that. You don't worry, everything gonna be perfect. And it's a good energy.
And what was the story or the theme behind the collection that you showed at New York Fashion Week?
It's called Space Girl. I imagined women from other planets, powerful, elegant, futuristic, we play with reflective fabrics, sharp tailoring, and softness. Each look was a character.
I mean, a lot of the brand DNA in Raphael's collection is to do with space and cinema. Personally, I think it reminds me a lot of Fifth Element, like the costuming of that. It's pretty theatrical, but there's a lot of sharp tailoring and there's a lot of dynamicism and drama in the designs. So I think with the story, it's a little bit of theatrics, a little bit of drama, and a little bit of like futurism and the kind of ethereal beauty that comes with that.
And what were the most challenging part about preparation for New York Fashion Week?
Definitely time. We make everything in-house by hand. That takes time and precision, but we don't compromise on quality. And we have to compose the best silhouette, the best look each other in a very short time frame.
Yeah, there's definitely a time crunch when it comes to putting on a show, and you want to show your best face, your best pieces, and the best models within a short amount of time. So just working with that deadline definitely was a challenge in itself, but it was very rewarding in the end. And I think it's always like that in fashion. You're always fighting against the clock.
Well, 100%. It's very hectic for majority of designers, but I guess that is fashion for you. What were the lessons that you might have learned during the show that you would like to share with other designers? Something that you wish you knew then that you already know now?
Protect your vision, don't copy. And don't chase trends, focus on feeling. People remember emotion and not perfection. To add something?
I think Raph said it pretty well. And I mean, he's the designer at the end of the day. So I feel like I'm not one to typically give advice for other designers. I know it's very competitive out there and very difficult, but I definitely think it's important to stay true to your brand values and your own ethos, and everything else will kind of fall into place.
And what is next for your brand? Any exciting launches or events or goals that you want to achieve?
So I think for us, what's next is we want to build upon our distribution, not only in Printemps, but in other department stores in Paris, but in other places as well internationally.
Expand mass production, you know.
Yes. We also want to expand mass production. So currently the brand is very small. We make everything in-house.
And in Paris, in 3 ateliers
in
Paris. But we want to have another atelier in Portugal to have bigger production. And
we want to make the brand a little bit more accessible as well, because I mean, it's haute couture, the fabrics and the technique in which the pieces are being made is very refined, very technical. But of course, we understand that in order to make it wearable and accessible for the mass market, it needs to be produced in such a way that it's also accessible. So that's something that's very important to us moving forward, to make a ready-to-wear collection that you can really see on people in Paris, in New York, in their street style and their wardrobes. So that's one of our really big missions for growing the brand, is making the brand accessible and also just exposing it to new markets as well.
Well, that is definitely the next natural step for any brand. So once you showcase the collection at New York Fashion Week, now you want the world domination, and you want your pieces to be worn on the streets of Paris, and hopefully they'll be coming to Printemps New York one day, so we'll see it on the streets of New York. But again, congratulations on your success. We are, as Flying Solo, are so excited that we were part of their journey, part of your success. And I really hope that we'll see Raphael again at one of our shows, maybe New York, maybe Paris, maybe Milan. And it's definitely well deserved for you guys.
Thank you very much, and I hope I will have another fashion show with Flying Solo and you.